toward the middle of the pew here on each pew rack. So if you would do that, and that will help us. If you're visiting with us today, a special word of greeting. And we ask if you're a visitor to include your address. We'd like to send a little information about our church your way later on in the week, and that'll help us do that. And of course, we love getting together afterwards for fellowship, for coffee hour. That'll take place in the chapel immediately after our worship this morning. Take some time to look over your bulletin. We're in that part of the church season where we're transitioning into the fall, and there's some important updates there, so please make note of those. But now I want to call you to come to your feet and listen as I read our call to worship, and then join your voices in praise to God today. It is a tribute of the heart that we bring to worship. We carry into God's house our gratitude for God's wise and providential care, so evident since we last met. We find our own praise united with the praise of others, bursting forth in a great offering. So, welcome to this time that belongs to God, and give yourself to this public declaration of faith. Let's praise Him together.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars.
And let's pray together. How grateful we are, O God, to be gathered here in this place today to celebrate our new life in you and who you are, not only to us personally, but to the entire world. And so, God, as we have gathered here in worship, we pray that you will find our praise that we offer to you something that gladdens your heart, but also strengthens us as we seek to live as your faithful followers. So bless this time, O God. Grace it with the power and presence of you, Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And let's greet one another in the peace of Christ today. We'll do more of that, of course, in our coffee hour that will follow worship. But for now, we're going to continue with worship, and Ainsley and Kenny McCullough are going to come. Oh, they're already there, and read our scriptures.
The Old Testament lesson is Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
The epistle lesson is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through chapter 4, verse 1. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, Stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. Word of God, word of life.
Children who were with us this morning to join me down front for just a few moments. Come on down. All right. Well, we have two. Any more? Ah, the two brave ones, Ainsley and Liliana. Sit down, would you? Now, Ainsley, when you read the psalm text, and thank you for doing that, you said... I think it was in verse 2, that I will boast, and this was David writing the psalm, I will boast in the Lord. Another word for boast could be brag. What are some things kids brag about? How they got a what? Oh, bragged about hitting a three-point shot. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that was quite an accomplishment. Probably didn't expect that, did she? What are some other things that children brag about? You don't know? One thing I can tell you that parents often brag about are their children. Yeah, we like to tell others about our kids and about what they're doing in school and how they are around the house and things like that. But a lot of times when we think about, you know, boasting or bragging, do we think of it as a good thing? No, no. Why is that? Because sometimes it can be. You're right, Ainsley. It can be mean to other people, kind of like, I'm better than you. Right? Yeah. Well, the psalmist says that, or David in that psalm said that he boasted in the Lord, which meant he went around telling others about how wonderful God is and how good God is. Now, do you think that's a bad thing? No, no, because the best that we can say about God and the ways that we tell others about how good and wonderful he is, that brings glory to God, and it's all true. And in fact, probably even better than we can describe at times. So that kind of boasting, which sometimes we can think of as telling others and praising God, that's always a good thing. Yeah, so just remember that as you go through the week. When you hear someone bragging or boasting, remember that it's always a good thing to tell others and boast about or brag about the Lord, okay? Now, if you color your bulletin today, got some special treats in the back, and any of the adults or any of the other folks out in the congregation that do that, they'll get some too, okay? But Ainsley, thank you for reading this morning and sharing this time with us, both you and Liliana.
I didn't even know I was reading scripture until yesterday night, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's not your dad's fault. That's Pastor Greg's fault. He asked your dad kind of late. So you can blame me, not your dad.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah. Because you did a wonderful job. All right, you guys can head back. Thanks for coming down. Yes, indeed, it was my fault. We're going to give of the abundance that God has blessed us with. I know much of your giving is sacrificial, and we thank God for that. And to encourage us this morning, let me just share these words. Our relationship with God is both mysterious and tangible. We know we can impact the world with prayer and food, love, grace, and resources for education, relationships, Bibles. So let us give, knowing that the Lord will multiply our offerings for the well-being of all who will benefit from them. So ushers, please come forward.
Pastor was talking about boasting and bragging. Our selection is based on Psalm 103, and it's also bragging about God's mercy, His forgiveness, and His love.
Thank you for that. Congregation, let's stand together and sing as our doxology. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
For these gifts willingly and gladly shared, we give you thanks, O God. And we do ask your blessing upon them, knowing that in your hands you can make them more effective, spread them wider, do more with them than we could ever do on our own. And so we give them to you, O God, as we give ourselves with gratitude for all you have given to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And you may be seated.